I'm told this morning that maybe a lot of the boys and girls are away on holidays or other things, but there's some of you here anyhow. And you know, speaking of holidays, that's what I want to think about for a wee minute this morning. You know, it's that time of year. Well, it's very unusual for us. We're having a good summer at the minute, but it's that time of year when we start to think about going on holidays, about getting away from it all, and about going somewhere that's normally warmer than what we have. And now, last year, I started to think about holidays. And, well, it wasn't exactly a warmer climate I was thinking of, but there was a city that I was starting to think about. It was a city that I had never been to before. Now, I knew other people that had been to that city. And they had told me about how brilliant it was and about how exciting it was. They told me about all the places that you could visit. They told me about all the things that you could do. They told me about the great times that they had. They showed me photographs that they took when they were in that city. And I started to think to myself, you know, I have never actually been there. And it's not that terribly far away, so I'm going to decide this year I'm going to go to that city. Anybody any idea where the city is? No, not quite as far as Paris. Anybody else, another guess? I'll give you a clue. It's in the UK. Yep. No, not Dublin. The city that I'm thinking of is Edinburgh. Anybody been to Edinburgh? Yeah, a few people have been to Edinburgh. Well, I started to think and I started to plan. And I said, right, I'm going to go to Edinburgh for the weekend. And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do the other. I'm going for 3 days, I'm going for 4 days. Well, here, I need to stop here and think, how long is it going to take me, and how long I'm going to stay? So I got this out, and I started to flick through it, and I opened at the front, for there's a big map at the front that shows you sort of like an overview of the whole country. And I flicked through until I came to it. And here we are here, and there's Edinburgh there. So I started to look at my house. It's down about here. And I started to plan my route. I said, right, I'll get into the car and I'll come up the motorway. I'll come up past Hughes and Lisburn. And I'll go on ahead into Belfast and I'll just keep heading towards Edinburgh. But all of a sudden, I realised there was a massive problem. An absolutely massive problem that was stopping me. Can anybody tell me what it is? Yeah, that's right. It's the sea. You see, my car, well, sometimes people tell me that I fly in it, but I've never sailed in it. And when I come to Belfast, there's a problem because my car doesn't go on water. And I was so disappointed. Because here's this place that I was really, really looking to go to. This place that I had heard so much about. And yet there was this problem because this thing called the Irish Sea was stopping me getting across to this city that I wanted to go. You know, when I thought about that, I remembered that in this book here, the Bible, God tells us about a wonderful city. A city that we have never seen the like of. A city that he tells us is even beyond our imagination. He says it is so brilliant. He says the streets are laid with gold. It's full of all sorts of precious stones. There's no sickness there. There's no night there. There's no pain there. There's no separation there. It's the most wonderful city that you could ever imagine. And if you turn to the book of Revelation, you'll read all about it. But listen, there's a problem there as well. Because when I read in Revelation chapter 21, it says there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. In other words, it's saying that because heaven is such a special place, if we have got sin in our lives, we can't get into heaven. And of course, the Bible tells us that all of us have sinned. All of us have done things that are wrong. And so because of that, we are unable to get into heaven. Just as the Irish Sea was stopping me getting across to Edinburgh, so our sin, it keeps us out of heaven. You know, maybe it wasn't that important, me going to Edinburgh, but listen, it's very important to get to heaven because the Bible tells us that when we die, we go to one of two places. It's either heaven or hell. And if we're unable to get into heaven, then there's only one destination. But listen, back to my journey. You see, yes, there was a problem, but there was a way around it. You see, way back years and years ago, somebody had designed something called a ferry. And the ferry, while my car can float, the ferry can float, and I was able to go down to the docks. I was able to drive onto the ferry, and the ferry was able to take me over to the other side. There was a way of getting past the problem. There was a way of getting past the barrier, the difficulty. And because somebody had designed, because somebody had planned, because somebody had made this ferry, I was able to go to the city that I wanted to go to. You know, when I turn to the Bible, it's just like that as well. Because away back years and years, in fact, in eternity past, so far back that we can't even realize, God who loved us, God realized that we can't get into heaven with our sin. And you know what God did? God created a plan. God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the earth. And the Lord Jesus Christ came down. He died on the cross. He took the punishment for our sins. You see, all the wrong things that you and I have done, all the lies we've told, the times we've been cheeky, the times we've been disobedient, all the wrong things that you and I have done, the Lord Jesus Christ was punished for them instead of us. And you know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In other words, if we ask Jesus into our heart to cleanse us from our sin, we'll be able to go to heaven. But listen, just before I finish, let me show you this. Does anyone know what that is? Anyone tell me what that is to do with the ferry? No? Well, used to be you got a ticket. You don't get a ticket anymore. You have to print it off the internet to try and save the ferry company money. But this is my reservation. This is my ticket. And you see, my name's in this ticket. Up there at the top it says Paul McCreary. And you see, if I went and if I arrived down at the ferry and I didn't have a ticket, they wouldn't let me on. You see, I had to pay, there's also a price there, and I had to pay the price. And when I paid the price, I got the ticket, and that allowed me onto the ferry. But you see, when it comes to getting saved and getting to heaven, you know what the Bible tells me? The Bible tells me the Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price. And the ticket is free. But listen, it's important. It's important that you and I accept Jesus as our Savior. It's important that you and I make the decision to turn from our sin and to ask him into our heart. The Bible says, as we've already said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's what we need to do. But listen, one more wee thing before I finish, and that's this. You see, if you look here, there's a time. It tells you what time the ferry is leaving at. It says at 7:15 on the 24th of May. And you see, if I arrived at 7:30, it would have been too late. I'd have been looking at the ferry already out into the sea. It would have gone. And I would have missed my trip to Edinburgh. You know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us that now is the day of salvation. Now is accepted time. It tells us not only do we need to get saved, but we need to get saved now. You know, sometimes there's people, and when they're wee boys or girls, they hear about getting saved. And they say, I've plenty of time. I'll leave it till later. I'll leave it till I'm a teenager. And then when they're a teenager, they say, I'll leave it till I'm a bit older. And before they realize it, life has passed. And death has come. And they've left it too late. And they've missed out on getting into heaven. Isn't that so sad? That people who are able to get to this wonderful place by asking Jesus into their heart don't get there because they leave it too late. Boys and girls, be in time. Ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior and ask him today.